Now, you've got £7.4 million worth of cash out of this. It's not a lot for 140 years of proud association with the Manchester Evening News, is it?
I think it has to depend on how you look at that. The value for us was 45 million of real value. So you can't...
This is because of this printing contract.
Yeah, though. You can't negate printing liabilities or property liabilities or any of those. I mean, actually, the fact is we were in a long-term printing contract and we're out of that liability. And that is real value to us. It's real money because we would have been paying for that every single year. So, you know, you look at the cash value and you can say, well, it's not very much. But actually, you know, the 70 million revenue in that business was in decline. And you and I both know that structurally, you know, regional newspapers has been at the very sharp end of disruption from digital. And, you know, for us, it was a very small scale business. You know, it has 4% of the regional press market. And despite really important historic connections, what it was set up to do for The Guardian was a safety net. And it stopped being a safety net some years ago. And that's why we sold. And that's why actually £45 million is good value.
You say it's good value. It might be a good deal for The Guardian, but it's not a good deal for the journalists who work at GMG Regional Media, is it? Because, I mean, if they thought your cost-cutting measures in the past few years were bad, you know, just wait till Sly Bailey gets her hands on them. It's going to Trinity Mirror are renowned for their cost-cutting.
I'm not sure that's right. I mean, I think you'll have to wait and see. This is a good strategic fit for them. This is a good deal for them, no question. The reason they can do more on the EBITDA than we would ever be able to do is because they have scale. So they will be able to do a lot of infrastructure together. They will be able to centralise all of that.
Which does mean job losses.
Well, it will mean some job. I'm sure I can't speak for Trinity Mirror, but I'm sure everyone at regionals knew that the cost reduction programs were not over. So we would have had to have made more redundancies going forward because the business has changed. It has fundamentally changed. It is smaller. The revenues are shrinking. So the one thing to look at is, you know, journalism actually is going to be protected and developed, probably, I would say, simply because they are running MEN Media, for instance, as a standalone business. They only have the Liverpool Echo up there.
Okay. There's some questions on Twitter. Jack Dearlove via Twitter, he wants to know what happens to the Manchester TV station Channel M, which Trinity Mirror doesn't want, and which some people have been saying now is, you know, must be seen as a misguided venture for GMG.
I think Channel M was a very brave and bold innovation, actually, by the management of regional media. They launched it about 10 years ago, 9 years ago now. It's local TV, but it has been very important to their web development. And actually, the MEN website is one of the best local websites you'll ever find. I mean, it's a really good website. And that's largely because Channel M feeds it, all its video feed. So it's extremely good. Mm. So on the one hand, I think, you know, that it was surprising that Trinity Mirror didn't see it as a good strategic fit.
If it contributed so well, why didn't Trinity Mirror want it?
I'm not sure we won't be able to do some kind of commercial deal if Channel M, you know, we have to look at all the options for Channel M, and there could well be a commercial deal to be done, an arm's length deal for the website of the MEN going forward. I don't know the answer to that yet. But I think the reason Trinity didn't want Channel M as part of their business is because they've now committed they're committed to the IFNC route.
And so this is the ITV, the regional news consortium.
And that's regional news consortia. And this is
a
linear
funding.
With public funding. And this is a linear local TV station. So I think for them, I don't think it was an easy decision for them, incidentally. And I think with Channel M, what we have to do is we have to look at all the options.
Okay. There are other parts of the GMG business which you retain control of. Now, like regional newspapers, regional radio is a declining market in which GMG is by no means a big player. Are you talking to anyone about GMG Radio?
You know, we are not at the moment because actually our radio business is doing very well. It's actually increasing share. It's increasing listening. The radars were very good for us. And actually, it's increasing revenue. So it will be in profit this year. Now, that's not to say, we always say about the portfolio that the only thing that is never under review, actually, is The Guardian, because that is the one thing we are all there to protect for the long term. all parts of our portfolio, including EMAP and Trader, Radio, Property. We will always look at them and we will say, is this the right thing for the portfolio at this time? But at the moment, Radio is not, we're not looking at it.
Well, as you sort of hinted at, the purpose of the Scott Trust, which controlling entity of The Guardian, is to secure the future of the business in perpetuity, which is a quote that you often use. But The Guardian is, some would say, betting the farm on an unknowable digital future. And there are not many more bits of the farm to sell off.
I have to tell you, I'm so surprised you used a line from The Independent, because they're the only people that have said that.
I
have to say, I was incredibly surprised at that. To say that GMG is betting the farm on our digital strategy, you know, is ludicrous. Here we are with a profitable radio business, with a profitable property services business, and a fantastic business in Trader Media Group, which is going from strength to strength, and a robust and resilient business-to-business business in EMAP. I think when you add all of that up together, it makes somewhat in excess of £1 billion, even in a dire market. We have a lot of money. In addition to that, we have £250 million of cash, £200 million in an investment fund, £50 million in our balance sheet. We're not hard up. We have to control our costs. We have to manage the cost base of The Guardian.
If we're not hard up, why are we making all these people redundant?
Because The Guardian's cost base is too high for the future revenues of any newspaper. And if we don't get our own ship in order, someone else is going to do it for us. It will have to come. Yeah, it has to be done. We have to control the cost base of The Guardian, and we have done. The good news is The Guardian is doing that for itself. And so therefore, the next financial year will show a massive reduction in GNM's loss, which will be significant going forward. You know, it will be a significant step change for GNM going forward. That's why we've had to make the redundancies.
Well, you ribbed me for quoting The Independent. I might as well just, you know, go the whole hog and quote them again. We're sitting in what they call the lavishly equipped multimedia studios in plush new offices in King's Place. Mm. Are you sure that The Guardian has made the right digital choices?
Well, you know, in digital, you cannot ever say unequivocally you're sure about anything. I can say that we were right to invest in digital right from the very word go. We are right to be the number one UK newspaper website in, you know, forever we've been doing that. You know, we've been doing that for a very long time. You know, we are saying that we don't believe in a universal paywall because we think it will suffocate journalism.
You personally, Carolyn McCall, do you support that decision? I do.
Yeah. The universal paywall decision. I tell you why I do. Of course, it's a complete editorial and commercial alignment, because I believe that if we put everything behind a paywall right now, and I'm not saying we ever will, but right now, too early to judge whether a paywall is the right thing. And, you know, we should not be entrenched in our position, but I think what we're saying is, at the moment, we want our journalism to flourish. We are a global voice at the moment, and we need to keep doing that. We need to develop that. Because if we do that and we get high engagement of our audience, we will make money. And there are lots of business models. The issue for me is that we have to make money out of some of our content. Mm. And for me, that will be highly specialist, not replicated content. We can do some of that. It also means that we have to make money on mobile devices, whether that's iPhone. You know, our iPhone has been a fantastic application. 80,000 people have paid for it. That's the way we must make money. And e-readers is another way we will have to make money, and we will make money. So there are lots of different ways of making money from our content. At the moment, what we're saying is, you know, putting everything behind a universal paywall commercially doesn't have significant benefits.